I was struck by those words. I don't know if you were struck by those words. To think about God, who we can't really truly imagine what God looks like. Jesus, Holy Spirit, we kind of get confused about those three things. But when the author of Hebrews tells us that Jesus, flesh and blood Jesus, was the reflection of God's glory and the exact imprint of God, of God's very being. Imagine getting a letter telling you who this Jesus is, and that's the description that you get. That this man that you know who walked the earth, who was crucified and rose from the dead, was the exact imprint of God's very being. How could you even begin to wrap your head around what that might look like? Or what that might be like? That Jesus, who is God in the human flesh, because God came down to the world as a baby, even as a baby, he had the exact imprint of God's very being. So when we look at Jesus, we see God. When we look at Jesus, we see God. And the author continues to tell us about the choice that God made, that God justified or sanctified us, purified us through his death. So this human God we call Jesus died. God chose to be human, flesh and blood, to live in the paradox of being both human and God, to live within the reality of suffering and death, and chose life in his resurrection. But he also chose us. So God came down from heaven, we often sing about that, and as a little baby, was born, lived, crucified, died, and rose again, and the scriptures tell us became superior to the angels in heaven. Now, remember something. This is our brother. This is our brother, Jesus Christ. It's not just any Jesus. He's our brother. Because as we go on to chapter 2, it continues to tell us, or the author continues to tell us, that human beings were less than the angels. So God went from more than angels to being human, being less than angels, being just like us, so that God could exalt us as God exalts Jesus. So what God has done is he's allowed us to see that in the paradox of life, in the joy and in the sorrow, in the suffering and in the healing, in the good times, in the bad times, in the broken bones and the broken hearts, God is with us. And not only is God with us, but remember when we talk about taking on Christ, Christ in us greets the Christ in you. So when you think about the Christ in me greets the Christ in you, that Christ who is the exact imprint of God's very being. We have the exact imprint of God's very being within us. Christ came so that the world might be saved, so that we could be perfected in love. That means we're not going to get love right any more than my secretary is ever going to get a bulletin right. But we can be perfected in love by God so that we can love as God loves unconditionally. But the scripture goes on to say, for this reason, Jesus is not ashamed to call them brothers and sisters. The one who sanctifies and those who are sanctified all have one Father. I will proclaim your name to my brothers and sisters in the midst of the congregation. I will praise you. If you remember our call to worship this morning, It began with, or it ended with, our feet stand on level ground. In the great congregation, we will bless the Lord. This morning, we gather around Christ's table, not as guests, as I often say, but as his brothers and as his sisters. And not only are we gathered here, but all around the world, people are gathering around the communion table. So I want us to think about the expanse of our family. We are family. Leo is down in Cottageville today, and he may have been at two communion tables by now, as he has been with Wes, as Wes has preached. But think about it. There, too, in Cottageville, are your brothers and sisters in Christ. Think about all of the churches here in Vance County and Franklin County. They are our brothers and sisters in Christ. If we go across the seas, where communion tables might look a little bit different than ours, and languages might be different than ours, they are our brothers and sisters in Christ. So this morning, this table may look small, but it extends around the world. It not only extends around the world, it extends in the past to all the saints who came before us and feasted at the table of the Lord. And it also is for the saints who will come after us. It's a huge table. But as you think about yourself this week, and you wonder about the things that you are doing and how you are expressing your love for one another, or not expressing your love for one another, because, again, we are family. And I don't know about you, but my family doesn't always get along. Sometimes it's the funniest thing when we don't get along, but we only laugh about it years later. But what God is asking of us, who are the very imprint of God's very being, is that we learn to love as God loves. Isn't that where we learned how to love? From the ones who loved us? So spend some time this week when maybe your fear or your anxiety or your patience is tested. Think about, God's very being right here. I want them to see Jesus. I don't want them to see Carolyn. Or maybe Carolyn, Jesusified. Can you be Jesusified? I don't know if it's a word. But anyway, we carry Christ. And if we carry Christ, we carry the very imprint of God's very being. The exact imprint of God's very being. So may we carry it so that God gets the glory. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.